Sailing the Yangtze, 7 November 2001. After listening to the song of the bells, struck by thick long sticks, each larger than a man, and the echoes of the stones, the sonorous whistling of the mouth blowing the bamboo lusheng, and the plucking of the strings on ancient zithers, after watching the young girls in red silk, trimmed with gold, topped with hats of Chinese calligraphs, after amazed at the works of a distant past, long before Moses wandered in the desert, long before even the pharaohs dreamed of structures to contain their imagined immortality, signals to the gods charioteering in the distance of 10,000 li, I feel the pull of the river's current, gliding along the paths of my yearning. Buried in the belly of the cruise ship, half awake, I prepare to rise, to lift up mine eyes unto the mountaintops. There in the mist, there beyond the three gorges. Listen, the rush of water over rocks, cascading down into the subterranean meanderings of the mind of myth and magic, and pure exhilaration.